Welcome back to the Sax Monkey Podcast. I'm joined by my guest, and probably the only ginger that God would not want to kill, Dusty. Juliana Dust.
Thank you. Thank you.
Second guest ever. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Kyle.
Yeah, she's sitting on a pillow right now because she's really short. Yeah. So it's Halloween. I didn't get dressed up in anything. She's dressed up as a cowboy. She doesn't have her cowboy hat. Wait. YouTube peeps, check this out. Yeah. Nice. Very nice.
Makes my head look bigger. Like I have a decent sized brain.
Yeah. So sweet. All right. I obviously talked to you before the podcast and stuff, and well, I need to like break down some stuff. I need to get to the bottom of Juliana Dust. Like, what fucking cat?
Damn it! Sorry, I can't swear.
That's okay.
Dang it! The camera just died.
That's okay.
Very nice. Okay. Juliana Dust also has a YouTube video channel.
Yes. I don't know what it's called. I think it's just called Juliana Dust. Oh my god.
It's Juliana Dust.
I think so.
It's Juliana. Yeah.
So. Am I close enough to the mic?
Yeah, I don't.
Should I?
I think, just talk a little closer. Yeah, that's good.
There we go.
But yeah, it's Juliana Dust. I actually watched a couple before, you know, interviewing. And okay, so you did a lot of crazy stuff. Not crazy stuff during summer, but like.
Crazy stuff.
First of all, you got a YouTube channel. Second of all, you went to some cool places. Where'd you go again?
I went to, up at my lake, there's just a bunch of small towns, and we went to the Glendon Demolition Derby and Mud Bog.
That is sick. I've always wanted to go to those, but I just don't know where they're at.
It was incredible, actually.
Like, just seeing cars just smash each other.
Yeah, and it's just the last car that can run wins.
Wait, wow. Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah.
I saw that in Cars 3. Cars 3. You haven't seen it, probably.
I have.
You have seen... Oh, my God. Let's... you haven't seen any superhero movies, but you've seen the worst Cars movie...
Cars 3 made me cry.
What? How? What was it again? Wasn't he like retiring?
Yeah. And then he gave, what was the
yellow chick.
Yeah.
Yellow car.
And he was Doc Hudson. He gave Doc Hudson's old number to the yellow chick.
Which is just disrespectful.
That's what opinion. I thought.
It's so disrespectful.
And I cried like, because
who are you?
Yeah.
Damn. And then... Yeah, you went into like this antique shop. I saw. I'll put her the link in the description of her YouTube channel. You can check it out.
I don't remember what my videos were.
Oh,
I probably did. No.
Probably sound like a creep. Just like you went here. Yeah.
Antique store.
Yeah, and you saw a lot of cool stuff.
Oh yes, yeah, that was in Bonnyville.
Bonnyville. That. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you get anything? Or?
I got a pin and a sewing pattern.
What pin was it?
It was a little gold pin, and it said 100 hours. I just thought it was cool.
Nice.
I have a pin collection, so I try to get a pin everywhere I go.
You know what pin you should get? Have you watched Up?
Yes.
You should get the grape soda pin.
I know.
That's probably like...
Easily make it out of a bottle cap.
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you made like your own dress for something?
That was yes.
For a dance?
I sewed a dress.
I only saw like little bits of like... Or I just like remember your YouTube videos.
Yeah, I don't remember my YouTube videos. Yeah, for the school Kickstarter dance, I sewed a dress using a pattern from... 1954 that I got off of Kijiji.
Wow. 1954.
Yeah.
So that's cool. You also, we know each other from this play, production that our school did in our school, obviously, because I said that. It's called Mousetrap. It was called Mousetrap, and it's basically like a murder mystery. What do you call it? Murder mystery?
Yeah, murder mystery.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And, well, I was the lead role, of course.
And you did a fantastic job.
I didn't get nominated for best actor, but...
Because they were bitter about how much talent you
a mustache, so if that's not... That's not dedication. I don't know what is. Speaking of dedication, she made all of the costumes. Right? You did?
Yeah.
You did.
I did.
How long did that take? And why?
Why? Because I like being busy. Yeah. How long did it take? Hours and hours.
Yeah, for like getting all the stuff.
Yeah, because I had to Valley Village.
Probably your best bet to get a lot.
I love Valley Village. And then some pieces I sewed from scratch, but not many. And then most of them, well, all of them, I had to alter in some way to fit the characters.
Oh, damn. Where'd you get like the hat?
Your suit jacket. Yeah. I completely took off the sleeves because they didn't like...
Wait a
come
second.
Come up where they were supposed to. Because the seam of your...
You took it off and you put nope.
Well, the seam of your suit jacket is supposed to sit like right on where your arm starts.
Yeah.
But it was too low on you. So I took it off and I trimmed it and then like put it back on.
Yeah, because I remember it was kind of like... It was like my shoulder... my shoulders were like poking right out. It was just kind of like... Ah.
Yeah.
It was a good production, and you also like stayed behind a lot of like the days to build the set.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were like.
Yeah.
You did everything. You got nominated for some stuff, right?
I did.
Did you win?
No,
you
should've I didn't. Won.
That's BS.
I mean, c'est la vie.
And then we also have another production this year at our school,
mm-hmm.
Little Shop, and it's kind of. Reverse this time that she's the lead and I am not sewing anything because I cannot do that.
But you're director.
But I'm, well, co-director, but you know what? I am the director.
You are the director.
If you know who is watching this, she said it. This is on camera. Say it again.
Kyle is the director.
Yeah. Let's go. Told you. So explain Little Shop if nobody knows, because I didn't know what it was before, so.
There's no way you can explain Little Shop of Horrors without sounding.
Ridiculous. It is ridiculous. It's like.
A poor guy is in love with a girl who's in love with a sadist. And so.
Do you want to spoil it?
Poor guy. No, we should tell people to come watch it.
Yeah, come watch it. It's just, it's really
know the
screwed
ending.
Up.
Then the poor guy gets a giant plant, which impresses the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then people die and are eaten by the plant. And we won't spoil the ending. Because actually, we don't know.
Are we doing the director's cut?
We don't know what ending we're doing.
Oh my god. Well, that's a big difference. So y'all should find out. Also, you missed like a bunch. You didn't miss a bunch of meetings, but you did miss a meeting.
Last.
Well, were you supposed to even come?
I was this Tuesday?
Yeah.
We were working on Suddenly Seymour, the song.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. We're just like figuring out like the.
The week before.
Yeah. We're just figuring out all that stuff to like make it like look good and stuff. It's tough being a director.
Yeah, Emma especially knows, as head director,
yeah, like
you have a lot of responsibility.
Well, the co-one, she knows what she's doing, and I don't, so. So I got some questions.
Okay, fire away.
Some insight from a certain of people, like her friends. And so I wonder, like, Spencer told me, why do you like the scent of vanilla?
How much do you know?
I don't know much, but it's something with Spencer.
Okay. When I was in grade 8.
Vanilla.
When I was in grade 7 and 8, I had a crush on Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then, so when I was in grade 8, he was at the high school. And I was there for a band concert, watching a band concert. And I ran into Spencer. And of course, like, little grade 8 Julie was like,
hey guys.
I was so flustered, right? And he saw me and he's like, hey, Julie. And I'm like... Hi, Spencer. And he's like, how are you? And I'm like, I'm good. How are you? And he's like, I'm good. And then the conversation just stopped and it was really awkward. But I didn't want it to end. So I just said, you smell nice. And he just kind of looked at me and I said, you smell like vanilla.
Wait, he said that?
No, I said that. He said, you smell nice. You smell like vanilla. And then he walked away.
Smell like vanilla.
I don't know what
just,
to
like,
say.
Go up to like a but like was it a big group with Spencer?
No, it was just him and I.
Oh, okay. Hey man, you smell like vanilla. That's funny.
And I think that's the last time I've ever liked someone. Cause
jeez, you don't want to pull. Well, you don't want to pull out the chocolate card. Like you smell like chocolate.
No,
thanks. but yeah, she. Well, I was just telling her in when I was like driving her over here and. Well, I was in the improv team in grade 8, and she was in grade 7 at the time.
Grade 7.
Yeah. I didn't know we were in the same team. I forgot, because there's this picture that one of my friends posted, and I'll show you it. I'll also show everyone else. It's just this gang picture of all of us. So look at that. I don't know where you are in that picture. Where are you in that picture?
I'm at the front.
Oh. Literally everyone is completely different in this picture. Like they look different, like me with like my what I call the stupid poopy Kyle because I've short hair and it's not entertaining. It's not entertaining at all.
Blake pretty much looks the same.
Blake, you look the same. He does, doesn't he? Spencer looks completely different.
Spencer,
he looks
recognize.
Like a psychopath there. Look at that kid.
A little bit.
Look at that.
I don't know what I ever saw. No offense.
He smells like vanilla there. That's so funny.
I actually...
Was this like during... So this was a band meeting.
Well, it was a band concert. Like, so... I was... My sister was in the band concert, right? So I was watching her. And then after, I was just waiting for my sister to pack her stuff up. And then Spencer saw me. Because at the time, he was in band. But I actually didn't know when I was in grade 7. I didn't know Spencer's name.
Did he have glasses back then?
He did. I think he'd only wear them sometimes.
Yeah, you want to look cool.
But he would always call me sister, and so I would just call him brother. And, I mean, when you think about it...
All right, brother, you smell like vanilla.
I know. I don't think I learned his name until, like, February.
Oh.
Poor boy.
Not this, last February, right?
No, and, like...
That, okay. That would have been sad.
Oh, I know his name.
Do you know his last name?
Yes, and okay. His middle name.
Nice. So, shout out to Spencer.
Sorry, Spencer.
So, you have your sister, Rebecca, right?
Yes.
Yes. She graduated last year?
Yes.
How's life with a graduated sister?
And intimidating.
Yeah?
She went into neuroscience with like a 93% average.
What is that? What is that?
Neuroscience?
What is that?
It's like brain science. And it's basically like a Bachelor of Science, but it's an honors program, meaning it's like more difficult and you have to maintain a certain grade.
93, I wish.
I don't know why she did it to herself, but she's doing well.
U of A.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. God,
but
that
like
school scares me.
Now I feel like my parents have high expectations for me. Because I mean, they tell me I can be anything I want, but
yeah,
I don't know.
There's that little nod. You can be anything you want, but don't do that. Yeah, yeah. Neuros. That sounds insane. Does she want to be like a brain surgeon or something? Or
she doesn't really know. She's
just doing it for the fun of it. Would you get a lot of perks if you just go to school for that and like you're like, nah, do something else?
I mean, she's thinking of either going into medicine or more into like science research.
Mm.
So, I mean, she really enjoys science. So, me on the other hand.
Yeah, what does Dusty enjoy?
Sleeping.
Mm. Nice. And waking up at 5 a.m.
Yes.
Why? Yeah, I know you're more productive.
I don't know. There's just something cool about being awake before the rest of the world.
You get to see the sunrise?
Yeah.
Never seen it. Nice. I've never seen really? One before.
But I mean, the sun rises at like 7 now.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because of
winter is coming. Do you like winter? Winter's my favorite season. It sounds stupid to say, but
my favorite season is fall. I don't mind winter.
Pumpkin spice.
No, I just like the colors.
It's true.
I'm not a pumpkin.
This sounds very like, I don't know how, like what it's supposed to sound like, but I was driving around like this month. Like this month, beautiful to drive in because of the colors. You drive in, you see all like the trees and stuff. It's very nice.
The River Valley.
That's nice. Yeah.
That's
I didn't go there, but I did pass it. So. Mm.
That's more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you also, well, what do you, well, you're pretty busy in like your spare time.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like for fun other than sleeping? What do you like to do?
Sewing.
You weld. That's all I know is that she likes to weld and yeah. You like to be a grandma. She considers herself as a grandma. Why?
Why? Because I carry around hard candies in my purse. I have a separate little coin purse. I listen to music from the 40s and 50s. I sew, I knit, crochet, embroider.
Oh my God, that is a grandma. Do you care about your younglings?
Well, I...
Your younglings is basically like Nicole.
Like my friends I care about, but I... Okay.
Grandma has her limits.
This upcoming generation...
Whoa, we're getting deep. Guys, getting deep.
The youth of today. I just can't. Like,
no.
This is the grandma and me coming
this
out.
This is the Sax Monkey Podcast. Go ahead.
Back in my day. Back in my day. Like, road trips, for example. I never had tech devices. You know, those gaming devices.
Like DS is... 3DSs.
Yeah, or the...
Nintendo.
Or even, like, iPads or anything. Mm. Like, I looked out the window.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Go off. Keep going off. I mean, and, like, we could get there. We're gonna get there.
Kids just play video games. I mean,
their phones. Mario Kart Tour? What the heck? I have it right here. You know, like, what? I'll delete it. No,
what
I'm just kidding.
What skills are you gaining from playing video games? I mean, like, if you took all that time that you dedicated... to video games and you put it towards a hobby.
Yeah, I get that.
Think about it, you know? Yeah. I mean,
yeah, you grew up like pretty differently. I mean, like,
I think
did your family just yeah, like they don't give you all those devices. Did you grow up with like watching like cartoons and stuff?
We had the Teletoon Retro Cartoon Channel. So,
my man.
I grew up watching
I love that.
Jetsons and Flintstones and Looney Tunes. Scooby-Doo. I love Scooby-Doo.
I don't like Scooby-Doo.
Really?
It's so boring.
What do you mean it's boring?
It's so boring. It's all like Scoop, like, let's get a burger. And then they find it. And then they find the monster. And it's like, who is this Jack Donkey? And then it's like, if it weren't for you meddling kids, I would have got away with it. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm not
it's
a
okay.
big Scooby.
It's okay. Fan. I respect that. No. I always wanted to be Daphne when I was younger. Like,
someone was dressed up as Daphne.
I know. Yeah. I wanted to go as Daphne.
I thought
this
that
year.
Certain person was dressed up as Margot Robbie in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I guess that's my quote unquote foot fetish coming out because everyone thinks Quentin Tarantino has a foot fetish. I don't think you're part of that joke, are you?
I know.
Probably not. No.
I don't know any
Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Tarantino.
No.
Okay, well, to you that understand, he doesn't have a foot fetish.
Okay.
Don't have a foot fetish. Yeah.
Yeah, so kids these days.
Kids these days, man.
I mean.
You and your stupid iPhones and
yeah.
your Snapchat. What even is Snapchat?
They have no imagination. Snapchat? Do I have Snapchat? Yes, but I rarely
Uh-oh.
Use it. But I'm a hip grandma.
Hip grandma.
So I keep up with the trends, but
like,
I...
Like the dabs and...
Oh, no, not that stuff.
The dabs. That was really cringy. Why did I say that?
Like, kids don't play anymore.
They go outside. I know. But like, parents are always like, you know what we used to do? We used to eat dirt, you know? Eat dirt. Go outside. We don't come in for hours. I get exactly. Exactly. In my house, it's kind of like that, you know, gaming time. My brother would rather, you know, like stay inside than go outside. But like, I don't know. That's just, like, again, with like the video games, they're fun. They are fun.
Yeah.
They're very fun.
But humans, like, biologically weren't designed to sit as much as the modern human does.
Yeah. We need, well, exercise. Like, it's good for
you. Yeah. And like, the thing is, that's why, in part, there's like this increase in depression, right? Because when you move.
That's very true. Or it's also like,
serotonin's released and you're happy.
Damn, being scientific. Are you sure you're not going to study neuroscience?
Neuroscience.
Shout out to Rebecca. We'll get her on the podcast. And we'll get to the bottom of more embarrassing stories because of Dusty, which will be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do we want to continue with the embarrassing stories?
Oh, no. I have a bunch more.
Oh.
I have a bunch more.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm really shocked when I heard this. How did you break your arm by pulling up your pants?
You didn't know?
I didn't know. This is ridiculous. This is blowing my... You're an idiot.
Yeah. No. In many ways.
You're an idiot.
So.
Do you have a belt?
What?
Did you have like a belt?
Okay. So I broke my arm when I was in grade 9 in January, right? I was skating. I was figure skating in the backyard, and I caught an edge and fell. And we've got like 2x4s lining the rink, and my arm fell on the 2x4, and it, and like both bones broke. And it was,
oh, like bent, like bent.
It was really cool, because when I lifted up my arm, like from like here, it was just at a 90 degree angle.
Oh, like.
Like from the mid arm. Like it, I lifted up.
And like just, snap.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
And I was in so much shock. That's not pulling your pants. I know. There's more to it. I broke my arm again, like 6 months later.
Oh, man. Okay, that's cool.
So I had, it was so bad that they had to put plates and screws in the arm.
They have like a scar?
Yeah, I've got 2.
Wow. Scars are sick to me. Mm-hmm. Now that you have metal in your arm.
Well.
Your Wolverine.
Then, a few months later, everything was healed, so they took out the metal and the screws.
Aww.
So that, because apparently there can, in later in life, there can be complications or whatever.
Like rust. That's what I always thought.
Well,
did you get rust in your body?
It's titanium, so I don't think titanium.
Okay, no.
Rusts, but sorry. I know.
I'm an idiot.
But like the problem was, I'm so small that my growth plates were done growing, so like I'm done growing. They could tell that.
No.
Yeah.
You're done. You're gonna be that.
All 5'1" of
me. How tall is your parents?
My mom's 5'1", and my dad's 5'10".
This is gonna connect to like another question I'm gonna get into, which will help out with maybe your parent with your kids. Now, wait. So they took out the metal. Okay.
Yeah. But like, so I was done growing, but I was still so small, they had to put the child plates and screws in. And even at that, they were too big for me. So like right here, you could visibly see the screw head sticking out and you could feel it. That was pretty cool. Anyway, so they took it out. And then 2 days after the surgery that they took it out, I was back at school and I was like carrying textbooks with the arm. Because I'm stupid. Yeah. And like my backpack. And then I was in the bathroom and I was tucking in my shirt with my right arm and pulling up my pants with my left arm. And it went.
Oh, so like, so. Okay. It was like, so just like kind
of
like.
Yeah, just the motion of. And it. Oh, anyways. And so I knew it was broken. That. But I had math next block and I really needed help in math. So I stayed for math class and then I went to the hospital.
This is like grade 9.
Yeah.
In MMM?
Yeah.
Why? Did you scream?
No.
Your arm broke.
I mean, it hurt, but I have a high pain tolerance. And I think, like, an abnormally high pain tolerance.
Like, if someone were to punch you, I get that.
Yeah.
I've never really cried by, well, of course, when you're a kid, but, like. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, breaking, have you ever broken anything?
Oh, surprisingly, I'm a goalie.
Have you ever stubbed your toe?
Yeah.
It feels like that. It just feels like you stubbed your arm.
So it's like, ah, and then it's like, ah.
Yeah, it's kind of like my arm, whatever. You feel like you can shake it off, you know?
You shake it off long enough, the limbs just break off.
Yeah. But
jeez.
So I went to math class, and then I called my mom, and I'm like, hey, mom, I think I broke my arm. And yeah, and then I broken. Kate, they were just hairline fractures, but both bones again.
The same arm?
Yeah, same arm, Kate, both bones.
Who was in the class, and did you just show up like this, like, hey, ready to do math? What did they say? Your arm broke.
Well, it had, because it was only 2 days after the surgery, so it had, like, a big bandage and, like, a what do you call that, a splint on it. So, like, you couldn't,
and
because the fracture was just so small, it was just a hairline fracture, it didn't, like, bend or anything. So, I mean, it wasn't visible, but, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, if I went to the hospital right away, it would hurt the same amount as if I stayed in math class, so why not just stay in math class?
Yeah, true. Suffer the pain, just take a whole bunch of painkiller. Yeah, it didn't hurt, so.
No.
Just.
It was just tingly. But then I couldn't move my fingers.
Damn, you may be a figure skater, but you're a hockey player at heart. There you go. Actually, let's get into figure skating. You still figure skate?
Recreationally.
Recreationally. That's what I would like to do when beer league comes, when I'm like old enough, which is beer league is like, have some fun, you know, play hockey recreationally, so.
Drink beer.
And drink beer, not water, beer, people. And we have to race soon on ice. But I don't know how you're going to win because you have figure skates.
What do you mean?
I don't know, man.
Wait.
That's what I thought.
Don't get me started.
Mister, back in my day.
On the technique of figure skaters for hockey skaters.
Okay. Well, we have big legs.
You guys don't have any technique.
There are idiots out there. That's what she's saying.
No, it's just
technique.
Like, you drag your toes.
There's a lot of technique. There's edges. There's edges you need to, like, cross over edges.
You guys don't defensemen. Even do. You guys you don't even skate. Do crossover. You back skate. Figure skaters. Back skate.
This they do all the time. I know they spin.
Yeah, crossovers backwards.
I was talking about the skate in general, Dusty. You're making this a thing. Okay, you know what? You know what? We do have a lot of technique.
You know what?
I'm not saying more technique than.
Comment. I don't know. Who you think would win in a race? I'm gonna vlog it.
Vlog it. Well, there you go. There's our piece. But we have to get a lot of people
to just come and watch,
or maybe just like Nickel or Shopaholic. Little Shop of Horrors cast. Yeah. You need money on it. I was just saying the skate. Like, how you can't race with that skate? I feel like the blade would just cut off. Like, I'm being an idiot. Oh, God. Like, look at the skate. How do you skate fast with it?
But, well, we have more technically. Structurally, figure skates go faster or could go faster, have more power than hockey skates because we have more blade surface area.
Because it's like speed skating skates?
Kind of. Because you guys go like this.
So like, do those guys.
No.
So has more technique. Hockey players are speed skating.
Speed skating.
But turn figure left skaters, the whole time. Left.
That's because of the blade. But figure left. Skaters have the...
Laugh. It's like NASCAR. Laugh.
You want to say that one more time?
Sorry, right.
No. I'll win.
Okay. Well, but there is technique. There's a lot of technique.
I think there is a little bit of technique to hockey. Well,
especially goalies, man. You got to, like, push with the skates. You know, like, T-pushes.
That's...
Going down, getting up with skates. And like, defenseman. You know, like, back skate, crossover, turn around, spinny spin.
What if I tried to teach you some figure skating moves?
Yeah, but I have like
hockey you can skates. Still
yeah
some that's... of them you can still do on hockey skates. I had
I've done it all.
I started
not speed skating or figure skating, but I've done it all.
I've tried hockey in grade 9.
Oh, and then sick.
I didn't like it.
You could skate. Like, here's the thing.
What do you mean I can
skate? No. 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 No, okay, here's the thing. I love hockey because it's more like welcoming. If you go to like a basketball court, you can't play, get out.
I get that.
But literally pick up a stick. If you can't skate, we'll still include you in, bud.
Yeah.
The outdoor rink is perfect for that. Like, there's examples every winter for that where I go to. But the thing is, you can skate. You may not be able to like stick handle or shoot,
yeah,
but you can play hockey. If you know how to skate, it's pretty darn hard. You have experience. Like, skating is a tough thing to learn.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
Mm-hmm. But I think so. In Canada, it's important to know.
You should learn how to skate, by the way. Stupid.
What are you going to do in the winter other than like skate on the frozen pond, right? I mean,
like freeze to death, or like what you say, the younglings just stay inside.
I know.
Play your video games.
Yeah, where was I? I was going so. Oh yeah, I tried hockey, but I didn't find it as physically demanding and exciting as figure skating. Like, I wasn't getting a good workout. Like, it just. Physically, it didn't challenge me.
Are you just like skating around, or
no?
Were you
like
giving effortlessly skating?
Yeah, no, we
were. You, were you on a team?
Yeah.
Okay, but I love when people play. Okay, so what position were you?
I was forward.
Nice, winger, center,
left wing.
Left wing.
I just didn't like it. I just figure skating. I just anyway. Okay. So then I went back to figure skating. But then I broke my arm, so I had to stop. And now I just skate in the morning.
You're still skating? Okay, wait, hold on a second. Do you rent out that whole rink?
And you had bumped.
How
the
much
microphone.
Money is that? Does that cost money?
I don't rent the rink. It's they have public skating in the mornings.
Oh.
So just anybody who wants to go can go.
Can't but, like shoot or something. That's so
I
lame.
Know they have like public shinny games.
Shinny.
Is that what they
yeah,
call it?
Yeah, I was looking at that, but you have to be like a certain age to play it, which is so stupid.
18?
Mm-hmm.
Tell them I've been 18 for the past 3 years and no one has questioned
They don't
me.
Give you a ID.
Nope. I mean, like when I was in grade 8.
Are you kidding me?
They.
How did you get away with
I
it?
I know.
You're like, sure.
Technically, it's adult skate. But I just tell them I'm 18, and they just don't care.
Was it ID? I feel like if I do it, then like, ugh. But like I did get a beer from the Eskimos game, so
they don't ID. They just say, "Hey, you 18?" And I'm like, "Yep." And they're like, "Okay, just making sure."
But I feel like if I die on the ice, they'll be like, "Oh, he wasn't 18. We don't care."
I
just literally die on the ice.
Just drop.
Drop dead. 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 Yeah.
Okay, well.
But yeah, no. We're going to race.
But like, there's all the regulars in the morning. And I mean, they all know. There's all these older gentlemen. And I mean, they all know I'm not 18. And they don't care. We're all buddies. There's Rob.
There's... Wait, I thought it was just you. Okay, there's more
no,
people.
No, no. Oh yeah, no, there's the regulars. Rob. There's Rob, Tony.
Tony, huh?
Donna. A girl. Oh, I don't know her name. A lot. I don't know most of their names, but I mean, we all say
just
good
the
morning.
Huge
we just,
people.
We just talk.
That's
we
nice. Just chit-chat. Fascinated about skating and how like Canadians.
Mm-hmm.
All Canadians probably should skate, but yeah. Like that's us. We gotta race. That should happen.
We will.
But
we will.
We're gonna race. Yeah, we're gonna race. But like that does surprise me that you don't like hockey. But that's okay.
I enjoy watching.
People have. Who's your favorite team?
St. Louis.
Oh God!
Just because of the name.
Bandwagon.
Just because of the name. This like the St. Louis Blues. The song. The famous jazz song. I just.
I'll search it up, but I don't want to be flagged. But
it's like, got the St. Louis Blues, just as blue as blue can be.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if we have a bandwagon in here, but they did win the Stanley Cup last season. Mm-hmm. So just saying, no Oilers fan? You're not an Oilers fan?
I mean, I'll support my city's team.
Nah, that's okay. I don't.
But
it's
they're not doing as good as they could.
Doing pretty good.
Yeah.
They're
but they could do better.
God, no one in the city is happy. I'm jealous for you guys. What is it called? St. Louis?
St. Louis Blues.
Okay.
So it's spelled the same as the team.
Bessie Smith?
Louis Armstrong.
I have to play a little bit of this. This should be the new goal horn. Very nice. I'll listen to it.
It's been covered by a bunch of different jazz artists.
Yeah, I saw Bessie Smith there. I don't know what that is. But
I don't know who that is either. Rule of thumb, Louis Armstrong's good. I mean, Louis Armstrong singing St. Louis Blues.
Sam Cooke. You like Sam Cooke?
Sam Cooke. I've heard the... Yes! Oh, yeah.
That's the only person I know that from that year.
Oh, what's that one song?
Martin Gaye? Is
that the river song. I was born by the river. Oh, a change is going to come.
Martin... Who's it? Martin... Is it Martin Gaye or Martin Gavin? What's his name?
Marvin Gaye?
Martin Gavin.
What?
Totally different. Yeah, okay. That's what I meant. Marvin.
Okay, yeah.
Marvin.
Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, that guy. He's pretty good. He's on some Guardians of the Galaxy, which is a superhero movie. So, yeah. Okay, we're going way back to I remember this because I'm a great interviewer. Your parents are very short, and you're very short. And I've been told that you are a sucker for country boys.
Yes. How does this have to do with my parents?
Well, it doesn't. But if you were to date a very tall or marry a very tall, country boy, your kids could hopefully break that dusty trend of being the insex.
What?
Insects, short. I don't know. I don't know why I said that. Just short. Sorry.
There are tall individuals.
Mm. But
in my family. My grandpa was over 6 feet.
I don't know why I say insects. It was stupid.
It's okay. It's okay. My uncle's 6'5".
Whoa.
Yeah. And then
that's how tall
my other grandpa is 6 feet. I mean, so there's tall people.
Mm.
There's just not tall women. I think all the women are under 5'4" on both sides of the family.
Nice. So,
and then there's also my grandma. Her maiden name's Quinn.
The Quinn family.
They're short, stocky Irishmen. I mean, my uncle.
Yay.
He's
85,
86. He still plays hockey. Still.
What an Irish lad.
Yeah. And then, but he's 5 feet, maybe 4'9". But he's
probably, that's probably where you get the redness from.
Oh, yeah.
Your face being red.
Yeah. Yeah, the Irish. No, but
that's great.
But he's stocky. You wouldn't want to get in a fight with him.
Oh, no. Don't want to mess with any of those Irish guys. No way. No.
No, he met his wife because he was at his cabin, and he saw his future wife, my Aunt Edith,
there.
And she was dating another guy, but now she's 4'7". And so,
oh my God.
And she was dating some guy who was over 6 feet. Anyways, my Uncle Tom, he went up to them and he punched out, knocked out the guy, And he said, you should pick on someone your own size. And then he took the girl out for dinner.
Just, yeah. Wait, so yeah. They, hold on. Whoa. Step back. So this tall guy was dating her at the time. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, you know what? He's too short. Why am I doing an Italian accent? It's like, can you do an Irish accent of like that whole scenario? Just try. Oh, you better pick on someone your own size.
Yeah. He doesn't have an Irish accent, but he went up to the tall guy, and he was like, wait, pick on someone your own size, punched him out, took the girl out for dinner, and she was just like, whoa, okay.
Bada boom, I guess I am dating him now.
Yeah, and got married, and like 7 children later.
7 children, wow. There. That's a lot of children.
Or maybe it was only 5, oh. I'm not sure.
That's crazy. Kanye West was like, I want 7 children, but he says a lot of crazy stuff, so, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you're obviously part Irish.
Yes.
What's that like? I went to Ireland. I love the Irish culture with, like, the passion. I love it. Y'all are cool people. I wish to be you.
I've never been to Ireland.
That's okay.
And I don't know.
It's like Canada and Europe. Literally, everyone's so nice there.
I don't know much about the Irish culture.
I don't know either. I don't know. You guys,
we identify more with our German side.
Oh.
Then, what's your ethnic background?
I'm Portuguese. Like, my mom's side is like full on Portuguese, and dad's like a mix of everything. Like, if you're American, you basically have like British, Irish, yeah, because like that Boston stuff. So
standard. Yeah.
He's not from Boston. Really? He's from California.
So Portuguese. So. I don't see it.
That's in like Europe, and you know where Portugal. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A lot of people are like, where's that? It's like literally like the place right next to Spain. It's like right there. But yeah, it's cool. I mean, we get to eat a lot. We have a lot of good food, and. My cousins are very Portuguese, like my uncle and aunt. Like, my uncle is actually from Portugal, and my aunt just met him. And there you go. A lot of great food. I make fun of their accents a lot. And we're pretty crazy people. So nice. That's probably where I get my craziness from. Because, yeah, we're crazy.
Nice. Interesting.
Yeah. So that's cool. But yeah, country boys. Has one swept you off your feet yet?
No. No.
Do you like country stars? You like country music stars?
Yes.
Top three, go. I won't know them, but top three, go.
Top three countries? Okay.
Or top five.
Here's the thing. Most of them are like old country, so they're...
Oh, because new country like, just sounds the same. Like, I don't want to be offensive, but it's like, well, I'm getting out my truck and I'm taking this girl to the bar, I'm dirtying off my boots.
It's just about trucks, girls, and booze.
Thank you. It's all the same. It's,
every song is either about one of the three or all three.
Then you have like John Denver, just like, almost heaven, West Virginia. You don't know that one?
My mama.
Yeah.
I like Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash is good.
Is he considered country? I think he's not folky, but like I would like a little on that folky side.
I think it's more like
love folky Johnny country. Cash. That I do know. Have you seen the Johnny Cash movie?
No, but Phoenix? I want to.
It's so good. Like I might lend you the movie, but it's very good.
No.
Yeah. That's good.
Glenn Campbell has some good songs. He was, again, more like folky country. And Conway.
Did you like Elvis?
Elvis? Elvis, yeah. But he was like,
he was like rock.
Pop rock.
Yeah.
He's got some good bops, though. Good for swing dancing. And then Conway.
You know, they're making a movie on him?
Conway Twitty?
Oh, I think I've heard of him.
Yeah. He's got some good songs. Like, what is it? Louisiana woman, Mississippi man. That one's a pop.
Louisiana, Mississippi man. I feel like that song would go fast. But yeah.
Yeah.
You should send me some like old country music. I don't know a whole lot, but like.
Will do. Will do.
Wait, did you name your top five? If you can. Top five.
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
Glen Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Patti Page. Well, oh no, she's a just country artists in general or
just
male country artists?
And well, country artists in general, yeah.
Yeah. Patti Page is good.
Patti Page? Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Better nice.
Yeah.
Okay, this has to go with like your performance art.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay, so I'll explain it. What performance art is like an art where how do you explain performance art? I don't know. It's basically just like a performance of art.
Pretty much. But the word art is subjective.
It's like performance art is just like basically it has a meaning, but you're a weirdo and you do crazy stuff.
Yeah.
It has a deeper meaning. Like someone might pour water down his head and be like, I don't care what people think of me or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Or, that's pretty much it.
It's hard to explain. But yeah, you're I think did anybody record yours?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Well, her performance art thing, you were like
this was for drama class. I'm not just a weirdo and just do performance art.
She's not even in her drama class.
I'm not even in the drama class.
She just shows up. We didn't even know you were going. I just saw you like, "Okay, we're in for something."
Well, I have a spare, but
yeah.
I mean, if I'm done my homework, what else am I going to do?
Oh, yeah. You just join in. Why didn't you join the class anyways? Do you get graded? I feel like you get graded.
No, I just... Well, I'd rather have a spare and, like, if I need that time to do homework or study for a test, I can, right? And I mean, bless Mr. Collins, but he talks a lot.
Yeah. He's awesome. He's, like, he's probably my favorite teacher in school. Yeah,
he's great. But, I mean, he likes to talk. And I feel like... A lot of the classes.
Just kind of like, yeah. Especially those three girls, if you know what I'm talking about.
So, performance art.
Okay. Yeah. So, her thing is, she basically sat on something. She was like saying numbers, random numbers. What was it? Did you remember all the numbers?
Mm-hmm.
You had to say it specifically.
Yeah.
It's like 5, 14. Then she said like a certain time of day, like 3 o'clock. You explain it.
Basically, I just said a sequence of numbers, and then the piece was titled 3 o'clock. And so, as I said the numbers, I cut off my socks with a knife, but not the whole sock. Like
basically in the above the ankle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and then. Took off the sock, and every time I said 3 o'clock, I'd throw the sock. And then at the end,
Sock clock. Yeah, everyone in that class still today doesn't know what it means.
And then at the end, I cut off like the ankle bit left on the right foot, but I left the left foot. It all has significance. Dropped at 3 o'clock. And then I said the greatest gift I've ever been giving is the ability to take off my socks. And then I walked off the stage.
There's a lot of in that sentence.
Yeah.
What is it? You got to tell us what it means, man. Please. What did it mean? She said like a bunch of numbers, like 15, 8. Was this from like, did you take this from something? Or?
No. Okay. All the numbers have something to do. They're all representative of a significant thing related to the bigger picture.
So would like 15 or like 10 add up to like 60, which is like 60 minutes is an hour. And that specific hour is 3 o'clock. My thing was you picked out certain times of a day, like 3:15 or like 4:15 for an instance would be like, I do this every single day at 4:15, which is crazy.
Okay. The first three numbers were 6, 7, 8. The 6 meant. An event that happened when I was 6 years old. The 7 was an event that happened in 7th grade. And 8 was another event that happened when I was 8 years old. And like so on and so forth. And so, like, the 3 o'clock represented something, right? Like, an event, a moment, a whatever. And I mean,
like, oh, like, at a grade and your age, 3 o'clock, something happened.
Yeah.
Wow. Just,
and I mean, like, and then some of them, I had, like, some big numbers, like, 21,116.
Yeah, what was that about?
They represented the... you know, like the alphabet, like A would be one, B would be two, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'd put them together to spell words. So there was like words hidden within the numbers.
You heard it here, folks. I would have never get. Well, I don't think anybody would have guessed that.
That was the point.
That's crazy.
And I mean, it's got a really deep, dark meaning.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't know what you face. Is this, like, personal, or is this just for, like, an example?
It's more personal.
Oh, okay.
Stuff.
Well, I guess we'll never know.
But I mean, that's what I want. I want people to not know. But not that's just what it means. It's personal, but, like, I want people to know that it's supposed to mean something, but they just don't know what it means.
Dude, that's art. That's performance art.
Thank you.
Well, it's been fun, but I need to crack down. I've been saying it, the past few days. I need to crack down Dusty's love of the 50s and 60s. And as you guys can tell, you know what? She's a different pea in the pod, I guess.
Yeah.
You're like, honestly, like you're pretty cool. Like you're obviously probably most different person, like, in her school or just in general. You're just, like, different from, like, because everyone seems, like, kind of just, like, the same. Not the same. It's just, like, just no one has, like, a different kind of, like, approach to the world.
I understand that, yeah.
I'm just trying to sound smart. I don't know.
You're succeeding.
But just, like, yeah, you know what I mean? But, like, mm-hmm. you have, like, this mm-hmm. love of, like, the old days, like, the 50s and 60s. Why? You grew up with that, right?
Yes. So my dad was born in the 50s. So he grew up with the cars.
How old is your dad?
He's 66.
Wow.
He'll be 66 in December. But, like, you know, so he grew up with that. And I don't know. It's just like he grew up with the music and the cars and the clothing. And
he really likes, it seems like.
It's just an iconic time. Like, the aesthetic itself. Like, the architecture.
Milkshakes, dancing.
And all that. And the dancing, right?
Yeah.
Like, I just...
Yeah.
I don't know. I like it. And that's what I've grown up with, right? Like, my family, I learned to, like, waltz and swing dance when I was, like, 6 years old, right?
Your parents seem to, like, appreciate, like, the small things.
Yeah. And I think that's what it is. And one thing my dad always says is his philosophy... for raising daughters is that nothing scares a man more than a capable woman. So he's tried to scare away all the boys from us, just teach us everything, right? Like, make us interesting people, like, you know. So I mean, yeah, I know how to weld, how to sew, how to do carpentry,
she knows how to
cook,
do it all.
And bake, right? And I mean, I think it just comes from being, like, I've grown up being shaped into, like, a well-rounded person, and with that I think I'm just interesting because
you're more mature than a lot of people at, like, your age.
I think that comes from having older parents and, like, having that, being guided into a more traditional sense of
I don't know Rebecca much, but you seem to lift up your head instead of just being, like, on a phone. That's like a stupid, like, no. That's not what I'm trying to say, but it's just like, you know how to appreciate life.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
like,
I don't think I went through my phase junior high where I had my head in my phone. But I mean, I don't know, like, you look up and at the bus stop, people go on their phones, right? But I mean, if you look up, there's so many things that you can.
It's pretty boring.
Like, bring a book with you, on, like, tree books. Identification, and identify the tree that's, like, next to you, right? Like, I just think it's. Oh, life is so short, and I feel like every moment should be productive. Dude, you should be I've been learning and doing something. Think of
that stuff too. It's like that's the kind of stuff that like keep me up at night. It's like just it's such a short life, and it's like, but it's also the stress of like what you're doing in the future. It's scary. That thing scares me so much, and that's like a reoccurring thing that really f's me up. It's just, but
yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
But I think, like, specifically I like the 40s, 50s, 60s, just because of the aesthetic. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, it's sick.
And I mean...
Especially when you, like, watch old movies or just movies based around that time. It's just... Well, Hollywood was different. Food was different. Clothing was different. People, different.
And I mean, there wasn't... Like, I know there's a lot of, you know, bad stuff, like discrimination and all that happening.
Oh, men.
But in a sense...
Don't ever talk to me like that, huh? Huh?
In a sense, I
don't
feel
don't kiss
like,
me again. Ah.
Oh, and the sexism. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Yeah.
But in a way, it was just a better, simpler time, right? People would go out and dance on Friday nights, right? And drive around in cars. And I mean, there's an emphasis on you know, fashion. And what is fashion today? Like oversized hoodies.
Billie Eilish, y'all. I'm gonna get flagged for that. Probably. Don't copy strike me, Billy.
Assuming Billy watches.
She does. I have all the fans.
All the fans.
Mm-hmm. I get that. Fashion's weird now. We can literally dress up. Well, there's some days I just like to wear a hoodie and stuff. I'm not a big fashion guy. Just t-shirt and jeans, and I'm ready to go. But you make you make clothes. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Well,
I mean, I for the most part just wear. Yeah,
like
too,
well, 50s or 60s.
50s. 50s is.
Like 60s was like. Because I feel like every single 10 years it's different. Like literally, like okay, so 50s. What's 50s like?
What's
burgers. And stuff, you know, like
I guess there's like the stereotypical like milkshakes, right?
But the whole milkshakes.
Thing with the 50s was that like World War II had just ended, so people were realizing there's like the societal realization that like life is short and like look at all these people who died, right? And did they really live? And there was also an economic boom, right? I need to
cough
get over this cold.
You need cough drops. With this intermission, Dusty is getting cough drops. This episode is brought to you by McDonald's. Monopoly's here, so go check it out. Just got some cough drops. Oh, it's also... We can't show that on the camera. I'm kidding. Wait, can we?
This is not sponsored. Fisherman's...
Fisherman's...
Friend.
Actually, Fisherman's Friends, if you would like to support the show, that'd be great. This is great. I want to get a sponsor so bad. I really want a sponsor. Just the only stuff that I like. Fisherman's Friends is great. Yeah, it's great.
What was I saying?
Talking about the 50s.
Oh, yeah, economic boom. So all the fashion got fancy and the cars. Yeah. People are just spending money. And their like color was introduced because, I mean, the World War II was...
Yeah.
Dark and sad. But I mean,
Lana
people
talking like this.
That's the transatlantic accent.
Jeez, and it was man. It makes me laugh all the time, especially like old time singers like, put your hands on my shoulders.
Mm-hmm. But it was created for television because it had components of British.
But this is real. Accent. I thought that they just talk like it's weird. Like back in that day,
they were trained to talk like that because it had components of like North American and British language.
That makes sense.
So they wanted to make it anonymous, like television more anonymous, so that it wasn't associated with Britain or, you know, North America or, you know, States or Canada, right? Where was I going? Oh, color. No, I already said that. I forget. I don't know.
And then, like, the 60s was kind of just... 70s was like, let's get stoned.
70s was wild.
As a kite.
70s or something else.
Yeah.
Even the 60s started getting there.
I wore my Woodstock shirt today. Well, that's 60s. Beatles.
I love it.
You go there, get high. Everyone got naked. There's a documentary on Netflix on Woodstock. I want to watch it. My mom kept talking about, like, keeps talking about it. It's just like, okay, what is Woodstock? I searched it up, but it's like, it was basically Coachella, but you were allowed drugs, even though there's still drugs in there. But it's like, that was the thing, man.
Yeah.
Do you like the Beatles?
A few of their songs.
I like a few of their songs. I just, I'm not like a Beatles fan.
Yeah, I agree. I like the big band jazz from the 40s and 50s.
Jazz is like it's random. It's basically improvisation.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what it is. I mean, you're given the chords, and then you just make it up.
Well, I think we're going to end the podcast episode. Okay. Thank you very much, Juliana Dust.
Thank you for having me.
Second guest ever on the Sax Monkey podcast. You can go subscribe to her. It's Juliana Dust. It has to be Juliana Dust.
I think so. I think it is.
Because I know it is. Yeah, she's a cool YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. Continue it, please.
I will. Because
you have like this funny like YouTube like... Because they always like add the same. It's like, hey guys, whoa, I'm weird. Like you're kind of like different in a way. So I think bring a lot of difference to the table. So.
Well, I need to have you...
Well, we need to do something because I think it would be a better collab. You know, like you're on my podcast... I'll do welding. I want to weld.
I could teach you to...
teach me to weld.
I could teach you to sew, and you could sew yourself a dress.
And then you just have to, like, edit everything and make it mint. Minty.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, handshake. Nice. And I will talk to you guys whenever. All right. Cool. Bye.